The human ecological footprint is a calculation of the impact humans have on the biosphere, measured as the amount of Earth's total biocapacity that we use in units of global hectares per person. Our ecological footprint comprises the amount of built-up land, the amount of grazing land, extraction from the oceans of fish and other resources, use of forest land, and our impact on the carbon cycle, both appropriation and emissions of carbon. The biocapacity humans use is not available for other species. Right now, humans appropriate around 40% of Earth's net primary productivity. This means 40% of all the carbon captured by plants and other autotrophs is consumed by humans. 35% of ocean productivity on continental shelves, basically that's fish and other marine organisms we eat. 60% of freshwater runoff, meaning we capture or divert over half of the world's cycling freshwater for agriculture, industry, and domestic use, leaving just 40% of all of Earth's water for other creatures. And perhaps most astonishingly of all, humans use 72% of Earth's land. We'll get back to that in a moment. The graph on the right shows the rather alarming decline in the availability of arable land, farmland, per capita as human population has grown. Arable land is obviously finite, and virtually all of the world's farmable land is already in production. The land that remains not in production is either too steep, too swampy, too dry, or otherwise of too poor soil quality to support agriculture. Right now, we are sitting at well under 0.2 hectares per person to produce the food humanity needs. This is really at the crux of why it's so important that we turn to more efficient food systems, because that will be the only way to meet humanity's increasing food needs without having to push agriculture onto marginal lands, or worse yet, onto what remains of natural habitats.